Now, hare coursing. It's a bloody and illegal sport, which uses dogs to chase hares across stretches of open land, often leaving the quarry dead or fatally injured. People who follow behind in vehicles can ruin crops and farmland. Hare coursing was banned under the Hunting Act 8 years ago, but it still attracts people who bet large sums of money on their dogs. In Lincolnshire, it's become such a problem for farmers that last year the police set up a dedicated team to tackle it as part of Operation Galileo, their initiative to combat wildlife crime. Lucy Bickerton has been finding out what effect it's had.
I'm in the kennel area at the Rural Crime HQ on the outskirts of Lincoln, and some of the police dogs here will have played a part in tackling hare coursing in the county as part of Operation Galileo. And I'm joined by Wildlife Crime Officer PC Nick Willey. Nick, tell me a bit about Operation Galileo.
Over the last couple of years, it was days of action. Yes, we did have some results, but after a bit of a battle and trying to sort stuff out and sort of calls for service went up and up, we decided that we would have a dedicated team that could solely look at and sort of look at not just the days of action or just when they're coming to the county air coursing, but the wider, the bigger picture, intelligence-led, where they're travelling from, liaising with other forces, basically about joined up, working together.
And how many officers were part of the team?
Yeah, there were six officers. Each of the officers on the team had different expertise. The dog section officers that were on, there was three officers and they all did a two-month spell on it. You know, when people run off, abandon their own dogs when they've been air coursing, abandon vehicles, the dog section officers that have been with us have been able to deploy their police dogs and they've tracked and found people hiding.
So the season now has predominantly come to an end for this half of the year at least anyway. How successful was Operation Galileo?
Yeah, we've had in excess of 186 convictions through people have gone through the court system. They've been convicted for various different offences, mainly for poaching, going in pursuit of game and some under the Hunting Act. It has been a success, but as stress, we're never going to eradicate it and we're not going to please everybody. We can't be all over. But I think generally the farmers we've spoken to have been very pleased.
Well, I've now come to see Farmer Mark Leggett at Holland Fen, just on the outskirts of Boston in Lincolnshire, to find out how much of a problem hare coursing is for the farmers in the county.
It's very frustrating and it's very annoying, but not only do they come to kill the hares, which we think a great deal about on this farm, but they're driving the vehicles across the crops in the wettest months of the year, causing a massive amount of damage. And when we ask them politely to leave and desist from their activities, it's invariably met with abuse, threats of assault, bricks through car windscreens. We've had farmers locally who've been forced off the road by them. They've had cars driven at them. Farmers have been injured quite badly in confronting these people. They're determined to get their way. They've driven all the way from the major conurbations. And the problem is that we're the farmers tend not to be confrontational, but we get the brunt of the assaults.
And, I mean, it obviously causes a lot of destruction. You know, we're driving now down a bumpy farm track near your farmhouse, and you say they come into these fields here, so close to your house. Have you noticed any difference with the season just gone since Lincolnshire Police set up this dedicated team called Operation Galileo?
Yes, we have. We've noticed a massive reduction in the numbers of hare-coursing incidents in this parish. It was so bad before Operation Galileo that many weekends we, the farmers, had to mount our own patrols to try and stem the problem and notify the police. I think having a dedicated team in Lincolnshire has made all the difference because they've studied the areas where these people crop up. The team in charge have done their intelligence. They know where they're likely to feature. They've put unmarked cars on observational duties and they're actually apprehending many more than they ever did before.
Farmer Mark Leggett in Lincolnshire.